Hi, Mama. It's back to school tomorrow for my oldest two. And with my youngest in a preschool that broke up pretty early, spring break has been going on for almost 3 weeks now. And I've noticed in that time I've let my bedtime creep later and later. That alone time at night has just been so delicious that I haven't wanted to let it go and go to bed. And of course, we all know that getting good and sufficient sleep is so important for our health and our well-being. And we also know that we're not the only ones out there depriving ourselves of sleep through bedtime procrastination. Or in other words, postponing going to bed without there being any external circumstances that force us to do so. So today we're exploring why we do this and how to get our bedtime back on track. Let's dive in. Hi, Mama, and welcome to Stay at Full Motherhood. Do you want to be present with your kids and light yourself up pursuing your passion without adding more to your plate? Are you tired of waiting for one day when to finally have time for you? Are you sick of making decisions dictated by your to-do list and still struggling to get it all done? I'm Jo, mum of three and life coach for stay-at-home mums, and I spent 7 years telling myself everything else had to get done first before I could start the blog I'd always wanted. I believed there just wasn't enough time for me, and that even if there was, I'd struggle to have the energy and focus to do it anyway. Until I found a way to stop being busy doing all the things and instead prioritise getting what matters done. And now I'm sharing what I've learned with you. So take a deep breath in, remind yourself you're worth the effort, and breathe into your knowing that you are capable of everything you decide you want for yourself. Let's go. So it's that time of night when you think you should be going to bed, but then you're right in the middle of watching something on Netflix whilst folding the laundry, and now you see a familiar face on the screen and you just have to look up the actor and you know you've seen him in something before. And then who did he star with in that other thing again? And oh yes, you better reply to your friend from yesterday. And on it goes until it's so late that it feels like it really doesn't matter if you go to bed now or not, because you're definitely not getting enough sleep tonight. And so you'll just deal with the tiredness tomorrow, whilst also, of course, beating yourself up for not getting the sleep that you know you need to be the mum you want to be. But you're here on the couch with the kids all asleep, no one asking you for anything, no one touching you. And you're finally getting a break from the sound of your own voice. When this is the place you're in, it's not a stricter bedtime that you need, or habit stacking, or implementing perhaps consequences for yourself. It's building your self-esteem. Because what we're utilising here, night after night, is a defence mechanism that's intended to prevent us from having positive feelings about ourselves. If we really wanted to create this same kind of time and space for ourselves during the day that we have at night, then of course we could. It's entirely possible to set up unsupervised playtime and to not allow interruptions, except for blood or fire emergencies, of course, and to teach the kids how to respect that. But we don't. Because it's actually horribly uncomfortable to be left with no reason to feel bad about ourselves when we're so very used to it. In childhood, it was our criticism of ourselves that kept us safe. We learned to tell ourselves that we were bad when our parents were angry with us so that we'd then behave differently next time to keep them happy. We learned how to please teachers in the same way too, and to fit in with friendship groups through self-criticism as well. But you're an adult now, and you can safely create a life for yourself where you're not operating from a place of low self-esteem in your relationship with yourself and with other people. So what you want to be asking is, what is it that can make it less scary to have positive feelings about myself? And what I've found through working with more than 100 clients at this point is that What can make it less scary to start developing a positive self-image is play. We can utilize play to make it easier and less scary to feel good about ourselves. And this starts with following, rather than neglecting, the internal signals in our bodies when they tell us we want to do something. So I'm sure there's one thing you can think of right now that's on your heart to do, that you have that niggling feeling that you're meant to be doing it, but that you push away because you think you just don't have the time and you certainly don't have the clarity around where you'd even start. What is that thing? Is it writing? Is it dancing? Is it painting or drawing, pottery or photography or running or baking? It could be anything, but 9 times out of 10, we'll find that it's something you also love to do at some point in your childhood. And if you don't have a thing, if nothing's coming to mind, then this is totally normal too, because you denied parts of yourself when you were younger to keep others around you happy by behaving right. So of course it's hard for you as an adult to identify your needs now. But if you have any tiny hunch that there's something you'd like to do, something you think will feel good to you, then just remind your brain that the patterning of play already exists from your childhood. So you can hijack this anytime you want to. So following the same movement patterns now that you did over and over again back then can have you feeling the same lightness, joy, freedom, and power that you had when you played as a kid. Not only that, but to be playing at all signals to your nervous system that you are safe in this moment, because we certainly don't stop to play when we're running from a saber-toothed tiger in fear of our lives. So these safe, positive feelings about yourself and what you're capable of when you're in the experience of play, rather than when you're struggling under the heavy burden of responsibility for other people's well-being and development and, yes, survival, are the foundation for your belief that you can do what you want to do and that you can be successful and that you can feel good doing it. We need this self-esteem before we can do anything that's on our heart to do. So you can see that it's totally understandable why you've struggled with feeling positive emotions about yourself so far, and why you'd keep yourself stuck in this by keeping yourself exhausted and, of course, very judgmental in that, by denying yourself sleep, especially when you're also maybe telling yourself that caring for and about yourself might compete with your caring for those around you. But you want to see yourself as worthy of that care, and you want to work on your capacity to receive that care from yourself. Because once you do, you build your self-esteem piece by piece, and you start to finally feel entitled to pursue your own desires, just as you want your partner and your kids to be able to do that too. So to finish up here, let me offer you this. Just imagine if you had a great relationship with yourself. You'd be kind to yourself like you would to a friend. You'd make time for you. You'd look in the mirror and love what you see, just like you love looking at your kids. You'd see past the wrinkles and the shadows, and you'd see the light dancing within you. You'd make space in the calendar for you. You'd eat well and exercise because you'd want to look after you. You'd ask your opinion first instead of everyone else's. You'd be fascinated about what feels good to you and what lights you up. You'd be committed to you and your pleasure. You'd easily remember stories from your past and from your day where you did something amazing, rather than forgetting all those stories in favour of remembering all the ways you've failed. And you would celebrate you for all that you are, all the shimmer and magic that you'd now be able to see every single day. Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are interested in signing up for my 12-week self-esteem coaching program, so you can do what you want to do alongside your motherhood, including going to bed when you want to, then sign up for a free discovery call at my website. That's joyfulmamacoaching.com. And that's joyful with two L's. Mama is M-A-M-A. Okay, it's time for me to go dance in the kitchen to this week's song, which is Insomnia by Faithless. I hope you'll go play it and dance to it too. Till next Tuesday, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.